So how a current account can assist businesses and household mind their money or financially. So there's this thing called PayPath. So PayPath is used for wages. So this is how the employer will directly pay the employees into their current account. It's a safer and more convenient than being paid in cash or check. Number two, then checkbooks usually used for businesses. So allow payments to be made by using check. These are notes to a bank asking them to pay money from their account to a person's account, and it's whoever's name is written on the check. That's the account you need to pay to. Standing orders then is important. So these are arrangements with the bank to pay a fixed amount out of your bank account at a regular interval to someone else's account. So they're useful for regular payments, such as a car loan. So you're giving the bank permission to pay that, and it's always a fixed amount, so it never changes. The next one then is a direct debit. So this allows automatic payment of varied amounts at regular intervals to someone else's account. So for example, your electricity, you'll fill out a mandate form, give it to the bank, and the electricity company will come in asking for that money. And because you filled out the mandate form, you give the bank permission to pay that money. So it's always a re irregular amount. So irregular amount at a regular interval. ATM cards then and debit cards. So kind of the same. So the ATM cards allows you to take money out of a cash machine, allows for withdrawals, allows for bill payments. Sometimes you can do banking online at certain kiosks in the banks as well. And debit cards then, so they're also known as laser cards. They're used for contactless payments and allows the credit card holder accounts to be debited by the bank every time they use the card when purchasing something. So you just, instead of putting in your PIN number, you just tap it and you go. Overdrafts then, so a nice thing to have in your account if you can get one. They allow the current account holders to spend more money than they actually have in their account up to a set limit. So it's agreement between you and the bank that you can pay up to a certain limit if the money is not in your account. It allows the account holder to borrow and repay in a flexible manner, but interest is charged on the overdrawn accounts. So a couple of items there that are on your current account and how businesses manage it. Your PayPath, two checkbooks, three standing orders, which is important, four direct debits, which is important as well, five ATM, six your debit card, and seven overdrafts.